With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
Harvest. Today is Wednesday, and our focus today is on our daily callings.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, I have much to do today. I cannot fulfill all my responsibilities without divine assistance. You have given me purpose. You have called me to important work. And so I commence my work only by your name, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I invite my Lord. Jesus, you have given me skills and abilities and opportunities to use them, but without you, my labor is in vain. So go with me, Lord. May my work today be a blessing to those around me. Amen.
I confess my sins. Lord, there is much in me that needs reform. O gracious God, remove my guilt and pollution. Restore all that I have spoiled. Wash away my sin, but not simply to leave a vacant space. Fill my forgiven heart with sacred gifts and a holy compulsion to do your will. Form me into the likeness of Jesus. Wipe clear a clean slate, and then mark it with holy handwriting. Redeem my unworthiness, that you may be glorified in my being. I would be nothing. Be thou all in all. Amen.
The Word. Luke chapter 10, verses 7 through 9. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there, and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. When Jesus sends out the 72, he tells them, heal the sick who are there, and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. Now, I have no doubts that these disciples of Jesus did just that. They healed the sick and proclaimed the kingdom of God. And in this way, they participated in exactly what Jesus had been doing throughout his ministry. In broad terms, the work of Jesus is restoring and repairing the consequences of human sin, to put everything back the way God designed it to be from the very beginning, only even better, to heal a broken and corrupt creation. And Christians have always participated with their Lord in this work, sometimes through miraculous ways, but more often through normal, everyday sorts of ways that give glimpses of the coming kingdom. Hospitals and universities, the abolition of slavery and the fight to end human trafficking, beauty in art and music. So many ways that Christians throughout the centuries have employed their abilities and skills to bring healing to a broken creation and to point to the coming kingdom, and all of it to the glory of God. You have been called to that same work, to participate with Jesus in the restoration and repair of the field that God has assigned to you, whether that's as a homemaker, in an office, or at a job site. And so go, heal what is sick, and proclaim the kingdom of God.
O Lord, you have given me daily callings, responsibilities, tasks, important work to do. Lord, these are God-given, and so I ask you for your guidance in my daily callings. O Lord, for my occupation. Lord, for growth in my career. For my callings at home, as spouse or son or daughter or brother or sister. Lord, I pray for my work, whatever it may be, that it's good for others and that it's an extension of your love and care. Lord, I pray for my work that it's not a paycheck, but it's for you. It's not for comfort, but it's to be useful to others. So, Lord, I pray, no profit, no pride, no prestige, just work that is good for you and for others. Lord, I pray for the unemployed, those who lack meaningful work. I pray for those who lack direction. Lord, I pray for discernment, that if you want me to pursue another calling, another task, that you would make that clear and irrefutable, for I want to serve you, Lord. You are the vine. I am a branch. I can do nothing apart from you. In Jesus' name. Amen.